Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. The Caldor Fire of these last months, the damage to the Lake Tahoe Basin, the damage to wildlife. It is a surprise to learn from the San Francisco Chronicle that it is possible we're looking at arson. Jeff, a very good day to you. The alleged arsonists are named Smith. What do we know? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Father and son team, David and Travis Shane Smith, have been arrested. Investigators have been probing this for quite some time, trying to figure out how exactly did this massive blaze start. And right now, it seems to be a lot of the evidence is pointing at these two gentlemen. And this is not unusual where we've had fires, massive wildfires, especially in Northern California in remote areas or areas that are certainly prone to, you know, disasters like this, where originally it was thought to be something that was caused by a lightning strike or something around, you know, global warming. But then they find out it looks like there was a person's hand in this. And in this case, it looks like two people were involved.
And the Lake Tahoe region, we covered that fire week for week. A massive blaze that required great heroism on the part of the firefighters. Remember that night, Jeff, they staged the last stand at, I think, a ski resort. That was their that was their last hope.
That's right. This is a fire that burned over 200,000 acres. Just a massive blaze by any measure. Burned more than 1,000 homes and structures and cost, you know, tens of millions at least of dollars to fight. And as you pointed out, the firefighters had, you know, made a brilliant stand. In some cases, we were talking about a Alamo-like last stand in some cases to protect, you know, the watershed area there and some of the features of Lake Tahoe. The firefighters did an amazing, a remarkable job, but it's going to be extra sad if this wasn't, in fact, started by people.
One more allegation of a possible arson. This is back to late 2020, the Fawn Fire. Where was that, Jeff?
So the Fawn Fire was up in a very northern part of California, Shasta County area. There's a city there called Redding, which we'd reported on years before with other fires. And this blaze, it destroyed about 185 structures and burned close to 9,000 acres of forest, injured 3 people. And again, this was one of those fires that for some time people thought, well, the causes of this must be related to climate change or, you know, maybe a lightning strike. But it looks like there was a person with mental health issues that was behind this fire.
Yes, the allegation is a Palo Alto yoga instructor, suspect of the Fawn Fire. There will be more investigations. There are some big fires I'd like to follow through on, but we're going to turn to water now. Because not only is California threatened by fires, there's a shortage of, and the aquifers are shrinking, and the snowpack is not adequate to the demands. Jeff, are you down, are you in Los Angeles area cutting back on your water? Do you have alerts routinely now that it's fall season? It should be raining.
We've had a little bit of rain. They have not cut us back yet, but we have been warned that it's coming. And we've been certainly told to stop any wasteful type of watering. In other words, you know, don't water your lawn. Certainly don't water it within 72 hours of any kind of rainfall. Don't be using water to wash off pavement or other hardscape surfaces. These are just the beginnings of a major water conservation effort. It's going to become, I think, very strict in the next year or two because we're looking at a long-term serious drought here.
The desalination plants, we've speculated in the past. I see the Los Angeles Times is writing about it again. Is that becoming more attractive to California given the climate change prospective?
It certainly is, because people are saying, look, we have, you know, over 1,000 miles of coastline here. Why can't we make use of it? There are other places that have had desalinization plants connected to communities. Why not do it on a large scale, widespread basis? If we do this, then we, you know, we'll have ample water, certainly all the water we can take from the ocean. But it is a costly venture. So you have companies that are saying, we can do this, but it's going to take some tax money to make sure we can do this, whether it's a certain kind of subsidy or tax break. And so you have people that are upset about that. But I do think we're going to see, as this becomes more, as droughts become more common and deeper, you know, tougher, we're going to see the move for more desalinization plants.
Over these last weeks, there have been reporting of mass thefts in the northern parts of California, around the Bay Area, and I believe in Los Angeles area as well. They're called variously smash and grab thefts or theft ring thefts. Right now, Jeff, there's something called Proposition 47 that is said to be possibly part of the driver. What is Proposition 47?
Proposition 47, which was co-authored by then San Francisco DA George Gascon, who's now the Los Angeles DA and was supported by Gavin Newsom, was approved in a landslide 60-40% in 2014. And what it did is it reduced possible felonies to misdemeanors, the possession of narcotics or personal use, certain property crimes. You know, narcotics piece isn't an issue right now, but the smash and grab robberies, the other types of robberies we're seeing going, the numbers going way up throughout California, are really a part of this. And we have the police, we have attorneys, we have other people saying, look, this is one of the big reasons. Making it easier for the criminals to get away with these things, or certainly get away with lighter sentences, is helping to drive this.
So Gascon was the DA in San Francisco area, and he's now the DA in LA, correct?
That's correct. He's part of the group of attorneys that received a lot of support from George Soros, and certainly got a lot of backing from some of the more liberal parts of the Democratic Party, like I pointed out, Governor Newsom. And the actual name of the Proposition 47 was changed to be the Safe Schools and Neighborhoods Act, something like that, by then California Attorney General Kamala Harris. So you can see the support behind this, and now they're starting to, you know, reap the whirlwind with these climbing crime rates, especially with burglaries and robberies, these smash and grab rings. It's really got the populace very unhappy, very upset.
George Gascon is in L.A. Chesa Boudin is in San Francisco. I remember there was some talk of them backing off from their no bail ambition. Is that true, Jeff? Didn't Boudin take a step back?
No, they're still pushing the no bail idea, the proposition. That's certainly gone through. But what they have done recently is, in the case of some of these smash and grab rings, Chesa Boudin has been pushing to have bail for some of the worst offenders. But a lot of his critics are saying this is just a show. He's, of course, getting a lot of attention, a lot of negative attention, especially during a time of recall. So he's going to do something like this. But the truth is, for the most part, the no bail situation is still in effect for most of the big cities.
Now, here's something that looks commonsensical. San Francisco sheriff's deputies soon can get paid time and a half to work for retailers while off duty. I didn't know that wasn't happening. Well, that will help, Jeff, to have a sheriff at the store before something bad turns.
That's certainly you know, a good tactic. It's something that's needed, because you see some of the high-end stores are just being plundered like you cannot believe. This is a very bad problem in L.A., in San Francisco, in Oakland, San Jose. We've seen it throughout the state in the major areas. But they're trying to come up with all different ways to fight this smash-and-grab wave of robberies that's going on. They're trying to reroute traffic. They're trying to, you know, limit the amount of products that are available for people to actually see, so they can limit the number that can be stolen. But they're fighting against the tidal wave is what they are.
Finally, just a few seconds. The very famous Meg Whitman, she's been nominated to be ambassador to Kenya. Joe Biden is paying due to a powerful supporter who used to be a Republican candidate and might be again someday. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.